Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
From Radio Bulgaria, we continue with arts and artists.
At a modest ceremony hosted by the Royal Opera House in London, the Bulgarian ambassador to the UK, Konstantin Dimitrov, conferred a Jubilee Gold Medal on behalf of the Ministry of Culture. It was received by the opera's director. Rather businesslike and formal at first glance, the event was actually symbolic. In the first place, the medal at the center of the event has been named after the great Bulgarian basso Boris Christoph. And the meeting's attendance, apart from Ambassador Dimitrov and Covent Garden Chief Executive Alex Beard, included another ambassador of the Bulgarian music culture in London and across the globe, the concertmaster of the Royal Opera Orchestra, Vasco Vasilev. The Boris Christoph Gold Medal is conferred for merits in the promotion of Bulgarian culture and for participation in the worldwide events marking the 100th birth anniversary of the celebrated Bulgarian opera singer in 2014. More from Alex Beard.
We were delighted to be approached to contribute to a documentary celebrating the 100th anniversary of Boris Christoph's birth, and we took the film production down to our historic costume centre in Dover and showed some of the costumes that Boris himself wore in such iconic roles as Boris Godunov or King Philip II or Fiesto in Simon Boccanegra, and talked and discussed the great affection with which Boris Christoph was held by audiences in Covent Garden.
Most probably the experience of touching one of the costumes of the charismatic singer is very special, as it is shown in the biographical film about him, A Letter from Tuscany. In the early 1940s, the phenomenal basso left to study singing in Italy. Because of his silent antagonism with the communist regime, he was denied the honor to sing on stage the Sofia Opera House. In contrast, Boris Christoph had a soft spot for Covent Garden. His debut there was in 1949, cast as Boris Godunov in the opera of the same name by Modest Mussorgsky. A part that the talented Bulgarian sang in Russian, contrary to an established tradition. What is the symbolism of the Boris Christoph Gold Medal for the Royal Opera House?
Well, it's a great honour. I mean, he was one of the great stars in the world of opera in the second half of the 20th century, and he performed on the Covent Garden stage for more than 30 years, and he was an international figure. So to have his relationship with Covent Garden celebrated and commemorated in this medal is a very great honour indeed.
In fact, the Bulgarian connection at Covent Garden continues to the present day.
I mean, Bulgaria is a country that has always produced a wonderful musical talent, and our concertmaster, Vasco Vasilyev, is of course Bulgarian, and he was the youngest concertmaster in the Royal Opera House's history when he joined some 20 years ago now, at the age of 23, and he is right at the heart of our orchestra. And there are many great singers from Bulgaria performing today. So in May, we are delighted to welcome Sonia Yonchova to our stage, where she will sing Violetta in La Traviata. So it's a continuing relationship between Bulgarian musicians, the great houses of the world, and Covent Garden in particular.
We end this feature with a fragment from the Orthodox Christian chant We Hymn Thee with the voice of Boris Christoph.